The federal transportation bill included an amendment co-sponsored by Democratic Congressman Bill Owens to maintain funding for off-system rural bridges.
What we were told in a conference call with the vast majority of the highway superintendents, county highway superintendents, was that in the absence of that being in the transportation bill, that they would essentially have no budgets for bridge repairs. So this is very significant because there's a lot of these smaller bridges that need repair, that need work, particularly after last year and the heavy rains. So this was very important to the local communities.
What else in the transportation bill related to transportation is going to help?
From the perspective of Plattsburgh, having mass transit funds in there, you know, people think of that as affecting New York City and Albany and Rochester, when in fact we have two major providers of equipment, being Bombardier and Nova Bus. So it means that there will be funding for their contracts. That means people will be working here in the district. So from my perspective, very important.
Now, one of the reasons why the transportation bill as a name is probably a bit of a misnomer is that there's other things in that bill. One of the ones that really came to light this year is the student loan interest rate. That will remain stable. How much pressure did you guys feel in the House over that issue?
Substantial. I mean, there's a number of issues associated with this. I was very concerned about it because if you start hiking that interest rate, you're going to reduce the number of students willing to take those loans, and that means willing to go to advance their education. And that's one of the critical elements in making sure that we have a long-term recovery in the economy. People have to have higher and higher levels of education. Doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be college-focused, but they need higher levels of education.
It almost seemed like the vote on that went to the 11th hour. Was that the case, or was it simply that the vote had to be taken with the transportation bill?
Unfortunately, it did go to the 11th hour, and it went there because people were not able to seriously negotiate, because they allow their ideology to get in the way of making good, solid decisions based upon the facts. And that's a real problem. It's a continuing problem in Congress. We did get it resolved, but in my view, did not have to come down to that. Should not have come down to that, but it's because we continue to grind in this unfortunate world where people are not making the decisions based upon good, sound facts. They're making them based upon ideology.
The transportation bill, with all of those issues, has been dealt with, but one that has yet to be completed is the farm bill. The Senate passed it. However, the House deliberations, I believe, aren't scheduled until next week.
July 11th. The bill, I believe, will largely mirror what the Senate has done in the House, with the exception of additional cuts to the food stamp program. There's going to be some significant additional cuts. We're going to see the hottest debates over the SNAP program. I think that the other issues will be negotiated out, but I think that that's going to create the most difficulty because there's some ideological differences on that issue.
Now, one of the new things in the farm bill that the Senate passed was the milk market stabilization plan.
That piece of the bill was really crafted by Colin Peterson, the ranking member on the House Ag Committee. So it has a margin insurance program associated with it and a supply management piece to it. What I was instrumental in doing was getting an opt-out in there so that farmers can decide not to participate. I think it's good because it gives people simply the right not to participate. The second is it will, in fact, allow farmers in this region where we have 11 processors potentially to make their own deals that may have longer-term impacts on them and their local communities and on the milk supply. Because as you probably know, we're seeing a growth in the Greek yogurt processors.
Big time.
Big time. And that uses a tremendous amount of milk, which is good for dairy farmers locally. And we want to make sure they're getting the best price that they can and that we keep those plants humming, if you will.
Do you anticipate any tweaks between the Senate version and the House version in that dairy stabilization plan?
I'm not hearing that we're going to have much debate on that program.
Moving on to another topic, you broke with the majority of the Democrats and you voted to hold Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt of Congress. Why did you decide to vote for contempt?
I vote 35% of the time or so with the Republicans. And I believe that we need transparency. My view is that a judge should decide it, someone who's impartial.
Would you prefer to see Holder resign?
No, I don't think it's appropriate for Holder to resign until this issue is resolved by a court.
Another issue within the last couple weeks was the Supreme Court decision on health care. What were your thoughts when you first heard about the decision?
I would have to tell you that there was some surprise that Justice Roberts was the deciding vote and the author of the opinion. I've always said I think the law is a good first step. You know, I come to this with some background in the health field, having represented CVPH Medical Center for 27 years and more than 20 for Elizabethtown Community Hospital. I understand the issues that providers are going through. I understand issues that the system faces. We needed to take a step. In my view, this was a step in the right direction. I think the court upheld that. So I was quite pleased with that.
How much do you expect to really move forward when there's still Republicans, GOP, conservatives saying, nope, we're going to overturn this health care law?
That to me is fascinating. This repeal and replace mantra is really empty. There is no replace. Mr. Boehner was asked that recently on television, and he had no real answer. My friends on the other side of the aisle have not provided a plan or a roadmap of what they would do that will have any meaningful impact on healthcare, either in terms of giving us a system that improves healthcare outcomes or reduces costs.
Congressman Owens will hold a telephone town hall to answer constituent questions on Tuesday evening. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.